Hello! It's Friday the 18th of January 2013, and you're only listening to the fucking Lose Bag. With me...
Yeah, with me, man.
Today, Edward Donaldson.
Fuck yeah!
Nick Lewis.
Alrighty!
Dan Hatcher.
Oh yeah!
And me, Henry Hebron.
Henry motherfucking Hebron.
Motherfucking Donaldson.
This is the new Lose Bag. It's punchy, it's in your face, you know, it's...
What, the Queen's anarchy in the UK?
So, how are you guys?
I'm turning more and more into a Cockney farmer.
Cockneys aren't farmers.
I don't know what's going on.
What are they farming?
I got me cabbages and them fucking potatoes, and I'm Irish. Hoity-toity.
And you're going home in a fucking ambulance. Anyway, Loose Bag Season 2.
Welcome to the new year.
What, season two, really?
Yeah, why not?
We're all a British show. We do 8 episodes a season.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
That was a push, really. I mean, we should have done, like, a 2-episode season.
Yeah, maybe even... No, we should just want one off, and then, you know, next season.
We just do Christmas specials after this.
Oh, yeah. Anyway.
Maybe multiple one-part specials that continuously get recommissioned.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah. Kind of like British. A regular TV series.
Yeah, basically.
But we're not TV series. Anyway, guys, how are you?
I'm peachy.
I fucking hate you so much.
How are you, Nick?
Oh, de peachy by the Lose Bag.
We have to do that.
I hate you.
How are you doing, Nick?
Well, I'm not peachy, I can tell you that much.
Which fruit is Nick today?
Kiwi.
Yeah. It begins.
Our new toy here at the Loose Bag, the soundboard.
Our new intern, the soundboard.
Well, what about me?
Can you do sound effects?
You're a fully qualified intern.
Can I press your buttons and get you to whistle?
Oh my god.
Don't you try.
It worked.
Is he touching you, Nick?
Yeah, it's being odd in the same room as Ed.
Yeah, we've never done a podcast in the same room before.
Well, not just the two of us.
Anyway.
Why are you at Ed's anyway?
I was trying to segue.
Why did you come round today, Nick?
Well, I came round because I was trying miracle berries.
I don't know what that is.
It's drugs. Hardcore drugs.
Excellent.
My friend Jamil, he just got out of the joint. He knows a guy and hooked us up with some high quality miracle berries.
100% purity.
100% pure, yeah.
They are. You put me your tongue, you let it dissolve, and then you see the colours, man.
Right.
Okay, so now let's get some fact in there, please. We're trying to ask you a serious question.
Right.
Okay.
The miracle. Yes. Miracle fruit, or miracle berries.
Or miracle fruities.
Yeah, the tablets I got are called miracle fruities.
Okay. Cool.
But basically, it's a berry which you dissolve over your tongue,
mm-hmm.
and it blocks your taste receptors for bitter and sour.
Really?
Huh.
And it makes so what would normally go to sour and bitter, and it overstimulates your taste receptors for sweet. So basically, sweet is picking up everything, and sour and bitter is completely nullified.
That does sound good.
Yeah, me and Nick tried that out. We got ourselves a little fruit basket. We had some lemons, had some limes, some fruit. Had some Jack Daniels and some Guinness. Had some of the salty Swedish candy, and some sour Starburst, and went to town on it.
How did it go?
It was a miracle.
It was amazing. I didn't really expect it to work because it seemed a bit far fetched.
Yeah.
But it was basically like they'd got like you'd be eating everything and it would just taste like everything had got dipped in sugar.
It was so weird.
You'd be eating this lemon and it was like, oh my god, this is amazing. It just tastes like a sweetie.
That
is quite amazing.
Where did you get them?
Internet.
I got them off Amazon.
Okay, cool.
But apparently there's a website doing a deal and you can get like 40 for the price of 20 or something.
Why do people just use them to have fun or what?
Basically, people just use them to have fun. Some people, apparently, you can use them for dieting reasons, because obviously You can just eat loads of celery. Fruit, celery and stuff, and it will just taste like sweets.
Well, it has to be taste something that actually tastes of something.
Yeah. Nick was able to eat fruit.
I was. It was a miracle.
That really is a miracle.
We had kiwi fruit, and Nick's never had kiwi fruit, aside from these sweets, aside from having these berries. So Nick is a massive fan of kiwi, despite never having tried it normally. So
I love my kiwi.
My entire impression of a kiwi is now it tastes absolutely amazing.
Well,
I never want to have another one, just because it's going to let that go. It's going to let that down.
Guinness taste of chocolate, Jack Daniel's taste of coffee. Though it's really weird, because it doesn't really taste like alcohol, because alcohol is a bitter taste.
Mm. Oh my god.
But it does, like, you swallow it and it will still burn.
It's so odd.
How long do the effects last?
It's meant to be half an hour, but we wiped ours up pretty much like in like 10 minutes.
Yeah, 10 minutes-ish. But apparently it should, like, if... Like, I reckon if you weren't just, like, eating loads of stuff and drinking loads of stuff, and then it'd probably last longer, but I'm not sure.
It's weird, because you can still taste the stuff, like the lemons. You can taste that it's sour, but it's not sour. It's like, it hasn't got that purse your lips sort of feel to it. You can still taste the sourness, but it's just not sour. It's just sugary.
It's just like it's completely covered in sugar.
Yeah, it's like what sweet versions of things taste like. Like, if you ate a lemon sweet, lemons taste like what you would imagine that tastes like.
I don't know. It's even sweeter than lemon sherbets.
Yeah,
this seems amazing. I really need to try some of this.
It is.
Yeah.
I think we've talked about this long enough now, though.
Oh,
well,
so, Henry, cool. What have you been up to this week?
I'm back at uni, back in the land of Reading.
Being an academic.
Back in Gryffindor. Or whatever. No, back in Hogwarts was how we started the first ever episode.
Oh, I'm back at Hogwarts, yep. And that's about it, really.
Interesting. So interesting.
I don't really have much to say about that. That's my first day back today, my first lecture's back. Not interesting
to talk
about.
How was your first lecture?
It was okay, and we got to the end of the first hour, and she was like, okay, well, that's all for today, and everyone was like, this was definitely scheduled for 2 hours, and then someone went and told her that it was scheduled for 2 hours, and she was like, oh, actually, no, everyone sit back down, we've got another hour of this shit, fucking hell.
Oh, dear.
That wasn't a joke!
No.
Well, anyway, so that was the only thing I have to say, I guess, but, yeah. I tried some Laffy Taffy today.
What is Laffy Taffy?
It's a Wonka product.
Oh.
And it's just, like, artificially flavoured.
Right. Did you laugh?
Well, they have some jokes on the back, actually. I think it's why it's called the Laffy Taffy.
Was it funny?
That sounds like Willy Wonka was on one of his off days when he thought of that one.
Laffy Taffy.
We'll have Taffy, but it's Laffy, because we'll put some jokes on it.
Well,
it's like a penguin bar, but for Taffy.
What do you call a grizzly bear standing in the rain?
A drizzly bear. Wait, no, Henry, tell these jokes. I've got a perfect soundboard for it.
Okay, I've got another one.
Okay.
Where do astronauts leave their spacecraft?
I don't know.
At parking meteors.
Ugh.
I've got more. This one's a bit ripped up, actually. I don't know if I'll be able to find the punchline.
Don't I think you mean the crunch line?
They're not crunchy sweets.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I
was a bit slow on that.
Maybe you could explain what this one means. Like, the joke is, what do you call a pig in a pawn shop? And the punchline is, a ham hawk. What? But what does that mean? A ham hawk.
A ham hawk.
I think they're from America, so maybe Americans would get it.
Well, basically, a word to pawn something, you can also say pawn or hawk it to, like, sell it.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
What's a ham hawk?
A ham hawk is like a cut of meat, a pork joint.
I thought you meant it was a pawn store and he was going to buy pornography.
No,
no,
pawn,
it's just like candy. There's no...
Okay, I didn't realize it was American candy. I thought it was English.
But the topic of pornography brings me on to my next topic.
Oh.
We tried to film a video last week. It's highly pornographic in nature.
Oh yeah, I can't sit down still. That was
Oh boy.
There was four of us in Nick's bed, that's all you need to know.
Yeah. But,
belts were involved, tying things down was involved.
Yep, it was all filmed.
Things were flapping about.
It kept falling off my head.
Yeah. We had to resort to strapping things to you, Henry.
Sellotape. taping things back, you know.
We had to stop the scene at one point, though, because Ed was holding a script.
Well, you know, you can't have good actors for porn. Yeah. You either have good looking or good acting. You don't get both.
I think
Gemma
actually
moans delightfully.
And so we went for neither.
Ron Jeremy, please.
The Hedgehog.
The Hedgehog.
Super
Mario.
But yeah, really, we tried to do a video. I guess we did a video.
We did do a video.
We did a video.
It comes off better on the editing floor.
Really?
If you just line up all the scenes which we were like, okay, these are good. Like,
what, none of them then?
No, if you separate it out from the millions and millions of retakes and just watch it as a string, you don't notice that the acting's a bit off.
Really?
The only way is up.
Yeah. What about the first scene?
No, it's all right. What, the first one? What, the first scene?
Yeah. That must be pretty terrible.
It's not a strong start, but it's all right.
Because I think after
40 takes, it's going to be all right.
I think mostly I discovered that acting actually can be quite difficult.
That's why they pay these people and not just get volunteers.
Yeah, because the way the script was wrote, I had most of the parts, which was a bad decision, it turns out.
Well, you were there when we were making the script, so
yeah.
At one point you never stopped and told me, Ed, I'm not very good at acting. What are you doing?
It's because I'd never done it before. I mean, one of the scenes we shot over 2 days, which seems ridiculous. Oh, it was
10 seconds long.
Or less, and it must have been like 50 takes or more.
Oh, man.
But it was fun. Kind of disheartening.
Day two, when I got gradually more and more ill, wasn't that fun.
You were getting ill?
Yes. I was very ill in the evening when I got
ill. I only suffered one day.
Was it the vomiting
I shouldn't have actually
virus?
Suffered that day, because apparently I actually did have college that day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I had work the day before.
That's all right.
How did you find out that you were meant to be at college?
Well, I went in the next day, and I was like, where were you yesterday? I was like, shit.
Filming a porno.
Well, no, I was just like,
filming video for the internet.
I didn't know. I thought it was today. But yeah. I'm here today, so that's all that counts.
It's a likely story.
The Lewsberger is expanding out. You probably won't ever see this video, but we'll make others. We'll get better.
Well, I don't know. You say that now, but we'll probably say the same thing about all of our other videos.
There's got to be a point where we're going to like one and go, you know what? Yeah, we'll just put this one up and then cry.
I had a thought for another video, which is a lot. It's quite Python-esque in theory.
Oh, I like it.
Except you won't be in it, yeah.
No, basically.
Oh, really?
It's the humour comes from it being quite deadpan.
Yeah.
I can do that.
And
yes, we know.
It's basically one of those adult sort of like night schools or just like. Yeah.
Well, maybe
schools.
We shouldn't talk about the script like
but,
right now.
But it's for it's for burglary.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll tell you more off podcast.
Yes. Ooh, secrets that you don't get to know.
Okay, so we're back. And another podcast.
Should we talk
back
about something else that the loose bag did? To extend its reach. For all the people who are too busy to listen to a one-hour podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I listened to these earlier.
The loose bag reviews everything.
Yeah.
See, I'm not including this, so I don't give a shit.
No,
you can be.
Come on, Dan, let's go fuck off in a corner and cry.
So, Nick, do you want to start at the end of the dictionary?
Yeah, I was going to say, start at Z.
Yeah, you could do that. That'd be funny.
Zulus.
Exactly. I don't even know what fucking Zulu is.
An African warrior.
You just straight out of the gate start being racist.
Oh, God, that would be bad.
Will we hit N before you guys do?
Well, I'm not sure if that's where it's in there, is it?
I will find a dictionary where it has it in there.
Nick will write his own dictionary.
So I think basically the premise of mine and Ed's endeavour so far is that we go through the dictionary reviewing every noun, which sounds really fucking boring, but it's actually...
How many nouns are in a dictionary?
A lot.
Well, it depends what dictionary you have.
The newest Oxford one.
I don't know.
We weren't using the newest one.
Oh, yes, let me just... when I was reading through the dictionary, counting all the nouns, the latest Oxford dictionary is the one I did read latest, because it came out last year. Yeah. And as I do, going through counting all the nouns, there were 7.
Oh, okay.
I'm waiting for the extended version to come out.
You got to pay that DLC, don't you?
No, they always do though. They release one, and then it's like, oh, the extended version for fans, and it's like, oh, why didn't you release this one first?
Yeah.
Indeed.
But so yeah.
Anyway, so check that out if you want to. The Loose Bag reviews everything. It's kind of some of them are entertaining, I guess.
How many are up so far?
No, we've got to sell this.
I mean, all of them are the best thing ever. Like much better than this podcast. But
shut up. How many are up so far?
Oh yeah, that's the other hook. We'll be releasing them daily, so once a day you can get your 5-minute fix. Well, probably not 5 minutes, like a minute fix of the Loser Bag. I think 4 are out so far. I think Abacus was released today.
No, Abattoir came out today.
Oh, Abattoir came out. Oh, Abattoir.
Abattoir's
like
a good
Abattoir.
One.
They're all good. I like Aardwolf quite a lot because my brother makes an appearance.
Aardwolf is good.
Okay, so check that out. If you even listen to this one, which is unlikely.
But no, yeah, it's worth... Share that one with your friends, because you like the Loose Bag enough that you feel you should let other people know about it, but telling them to listen to an hour-long podcast is a bit of a struggle. Just let them listen to a minute piece of the Loose Bag reviews.
A minute piece.
You can never get too much of us.
This piece is entitled Art Wars. Anyway...
Which, talking about reviewing everything.
Yeah, segues galore here at the Loosberg.
Oh, yes.
Does this bring us on to our reviews?
Review section? Oh, I think it does.
Why are you so excited? Calm down.
Sorry. I'm in a good mood. Is that such a bad thing?
It's surprising more than anything. So, I've got a review.
Have you? That's good.
Yeah.
Stop shouting into the mic.
Okay, I'm sorry. I've got a review, guys.
Yep.
My review is of a fruit.
Oh my god, is it the kiwi?
It might be the kiwi.
Well, the kiwi that you tried today. Your review is just, you put no effort in. You're just like, I hope I try something new today that I can review.
Hopefully Jamie Oliver's telling the truth, and I will try something new today. Oh no, he's not making a promise. He's making a request, isn't he?
Please try something new today.
Here's the thing, Henry, I don't do much that warrants reviewing, so I can't really go out and do things and spend money.
Why don't you review your feet?
My feet?
Or your beard.
My beard? I'm not enjoying my beard at the moment.
Well, just do the kiwi and we might okay. come back to that.
The kiwi. I have never tried a kiwi before, as previously stated. I tried a kiwi. It was really tasty.
I know, you've already said.
There is a condition to this review, isn't there?
Yes.
Yes, you as tried, you heard you earlier on this exact thing. Podcast.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm rebouncing my old review of the kiwi earlier. I'm going to give a kiwi 1 out of 5.
Yeah.
Is that it? Is that all we're going to get?
Yes, if you want to hear Nick's review on the kiwi, you've already heard it. Go back to the start and listen again.
Okay.
Great.
Maybe I'll copy and paste it into this bit here. So if you want to re-listen to Nick's review of the kiwi, stay tuned.
It'll be starting now.
Now.
My entire impression of a kiwi now is it tastes absolutely amazing. I never want to have another one, just because it's going to let that go. It's going to let that down.
And there we go.
Isn't that great?
That was great. A blast
from the past.
Oh, I'm such a clever person.
Maybe I'll put a little reverb and do that sort of dream music where it's like, doo-doo, like the harp or the piano.
Oh, God. Awesome.
Maybe.
Henry.
Yep.
What's your review?
My review is of Louis Theroux's Weird Weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like that.
Because I love Louis Theroux.
Where was he this weekend?
Oh, he doesn't still do it, I don't think. It's from the 90s.
Where was he this weekend?
I don't know.
Who's Louis Theroux?
Who's Louis Theroux?
He just really... I can understand why you wouldn't know who he is. Is he like a doctor or something?
He's the greatest documentary maker of all time.
Is he literally just a documentary maker? Is that all his... Like, he's got no qualifications at all about anything.
I don't know.
He has a degree in history.
That doesn't count. So he's literally... It's just some guy who started making videos about being awkward around...
Nick is very against bachelor's arts.
Okay.
I'm not trying to say he's the most intelligent guy. I'm just saying. No. I haven't even said anything yet. I've just said he's done a program.
I was being curious. That's all I wanted to know. Because I wanted to know where he actually came from. Because I just remember he appeared one day. And like, oh, this guy, he is really awkward and he reviews really weird people. Oh.
Yeah. I don't really know. Well, I think he got his job because his father is quite famous in.
What does he do?
I don't remember. Probably should have looked that up. But...
Shut up.
You can't prepare yourself for Nick's questions. They'll just throw ones at you that you don't know.
Did anyway, he? Has he been to space?
Where was does he know where world? Spain is?
No, if he's I don't
not,
know that.
Then why what does he matter if he's not he been to space?
To? Does he like cheese?
Has he ever had a miracle berry?
Possibly.
Okay, so what was he doing, Henry?
Can he find Wally? Because I can't find him anywhere.
Oh, God.
Well, in season one, he visits... Well, the kind of Weird Weekends thing is basically where he visits subcultures in America mostly and just talks to the people who are part of those. Although subculture is kind of a bit weird because the first episode is Christianity and I wouldn't really call that a subculture. But
I guess has to be a subculture seeing as...
It's not
the only culture. Like, you don't define America by American culture by Christianity.
No, they're pretty weird like that.
Well, some parts...
So he basically goes to these really, like, extremist... Well, not extremist Christians, but just...
Westboro.
Yeah, I was going to say, does he visit them?
He did do one of those, but that's not in the Weird Weekends one.
Anyway, continue.
The second one is UFOs, and then there's one about infomercials.
Wait, he visits UFOs?
What?
He visits UFOs?
He visits people who believe in UFOs
and stuff. Okay.
Well, surely everyone believes that objects which are flying can be unidentified.
But you know what I mean? They believe in Martians and aliens and greys and whatnot.
What about blues?
Not blues. Nordics.
Do you believe in aliens?
Me?
Oh, just anyone. Listening.
Well, the chances of there being an alien...
Send in your emails.
Send in your alien-related emails.
I want to believe...
Send in your aliens.
To the loosebag at gmail.com.
P.O. Box 195. I don't know how P.O. boxes work.
I don't think we have a P.O. box.
We don't have
one. Well, no, I assume we don't have a P.O. box.
We do, I want to know.
One of you guys set them up.
Henry, carry on.
Well, how much is there to say?
Well, you didn't... What have you said?
Just anything.
He has a very strange style of... like interviews and things, and it's hard to tell whether it's his real personality or like a character he plays, but he's always really awkward, as
bless
you pointed out, Nick.
Yeah, he is. I think he just is awkward. I don't think he puts
maybe
on an act.
But sometimes he seems so naive, like it's ridiculous. Like, but anyway, he gets quite a lot of information out of these people, and it's with his interviewing style, it's quite unbiased, but the things that the people actually say are quite telling and usually quite kind of...
I guess going in acting naive is probably a good way to do a documentary because you'll be asking...
Well, yeah, you like, probably know a lot about the subject yourself having go, you know, into the documentary.
Having go!
No, but I mean, it means that you can have a wider audience. If you're being naive, then it means... that you won't.
Yeah.
Maybe he actually just doesn't know. He's got a degree in history. He can't really know that much.
What's Jesus? Don't.
No, he's not that naive. He just
Jesus
like...
is this guy in the sky, and he comes down every now and then
what
and
I mean
says,
is...
"Hey,
Nick."
He's just really innocent, and he seems quite unbiased. And
I can tell you about Jesus. Isn't that right, Henry?
Well, that. I
wasn't... Just give me several beers.
Oh yeah! Last time we were really drunk, and we drank all night. I think Ed
until 10 in the morning.
I remember that, you text me. Going, where are you? At work, Henry. Oh! Come down,
Ed,
see us.
I can't even remember what Ed said. I must have been this must have been very close to me passing out in the morning because
yes,
I don't really remember exactly what Ed said.
I remember
said.
That night. I woke up in bed fully clothed except for my socks were next to my bed. So obviously got to bed. It's like, well, better get undressed, pull my socks off. And I was like, done, in bed.
Oh, dear.
So I think Ed told us a story about Jesus, but I
didn't tell you the story. I told you everything about Jesus from birth to death, then coming back to life, and then dying again.
Really?
Yeah.
I must have fallen asleep like right near the beginning then.
No, you heard the whole thing.
I do not remember it at all. Well, it kind of rings a bell, but that was a stupid night. I hate those nights, but I kind of love them.
I don't think it's really fun.
No, yeah, they're Jesus, kind of fun until hearing the about next Jesus. Day.
Yeah, Henry doesn't... No, the next day was fun as well.
In a really psychotic, weird kind of way, yeah.
What?
Crush.
Oh yeah, me and Ed developed an addiction to crushing cans with a cutting what? Board, a chopping board.
What? We had 2 hours of sleep, still drunk, and kind of getting hungover.
It was really weird, and we got so into it, we were acting out like the personas of people who were addicted to drugs, but our and drug was some, crushing
for some
cans.
Reason, the Hobbit from Lord of the Rings.
Oh yeah, I was Frodo, and Ed was Sam.
What?
And I think the ring... In our situation, was crushing cans instead of
was like a burden. It was also a metaphor for people who are really addicted, like meth or
it
something.
It sounds really amazing.
It was amazing, but it was really fucking weird because I felt like I was a fucked up person who was addicted.
You felt like you were a fucked up hobbit who needed to crush.
Yeah.
Oh man.
We crushed every can, I think. And...
Oh god.
We really got them flat.
And then we couldn't crush the crusher.
Anyway, that was a weird day. Anyway, have you guys got reviews? Oh, Ed and Dan or whoever's next.
Yeah.
Do you want to go or should I go?
Yeah, I'll do mine. Get out of the way. Normally I want to talk to you guys about something interesting and new that you haven't heard of and something I know you haven't seen or heard, but I really want to review The Room.
No, this will be a good review because we've all discussed it. Have you seen The Room?
What's Nick?
I haven't seen it, but I know enough about it to have a general. I go on the internet.
You've seen the Nostalgia Critic episode.
Yes, I go on the internet. I pretty much know anything about everything.
Okay.
I personally love The Room.
I love The Room. Carry on.
Yeah. Someone else say something. What do you think?
Describe what The Room is.
Okay, well.
Mr. Wikipedia.
It's a romantic drama.
Yeah.
Where. I don't know, I saw it like 2 weeks ago. This is difficult.
I can't just imagine Dan air quoting everything he says.
There's this guy who's like a successful person in his career, and his woman, partner, fiance, girlfriend, I don't remember. Stays at home, does nothing, and she basically cheats on him with his best friend. And then she tears him apart, and then they break up. And then, at the end,
you're
he kills
tearing
himself.
Me apart!
Does he?
Yeah, he kills himself.
He kills himself, yeah.
Himself. I'd completely Spoiler. Forgot about that part.
Oh, hi, he kills himself.
You're tearing me apart.
It's like... You're tearing me apart, Lisa! Oh, hi, Danny.
It's Lisa! You're tearing me
you're
apart!
Oh, hi, Danny.
I think hi, the storyline alone does not describe what this film really is, Dan. So
I didn't think there was a storyline.
Yeah, well, basically, The Room is a 2003 American independent romantic drama film starring Tommy Wiseau, who also wrote, directed, and produced the feature. In addition to Wiseau, the principal cast includes Juliette Danielle, Greg Sestero, Philip Edelman, Carl Vogue, Carol Minow, and Robin
Just stop
Paris.
Stop doing Wikipedia.
Hey, stop that. I can hit you now. Stop that.
I've stopped.
Okay, good. So oh my god.
The story of the film goes that it was originally made as a romantic drama, but it was so bad that it was mocked and it got some kind of cult following that the writer then retroactively said, oh, it was a black comedy. It was
yeah, which was total bullshit.
Of course it has been.
The acting is solidly bad, but probably still better than the Lisberg acting.
Yeah.
What a story, Dan.
You know what, I think we need to...
The film is also famous for various subplots and the characters that have no relevance to the actual film.
There's a main character.
There's a guy who lives like above them or something, and there's one scene where he gets beaten up by a drug dealer.
He doesn't get beaten up.
Asks for his money, like, you know, where's my money, etc. And then it's never mentioned at all at the end.
Did you take drugs, Danny?
I love that film. Anyone who hasn't seen it and listens to this, I mean, that's probably the smallest minority possible ever in the world.
Yeah.
Watch the film.
I think we should do a lose bag riffs on the room.
Well, make a riff track.
Yeah, it'd be a good thing, I think.
What exactly does that
to
mean?
Do Skype. A riff track is basically you watch a film, and while you're watching a film, you just record dialogue, and you basically say, watch the film and play this, and it's like
audio
a commentary.
Oh, I see.
But it's like a riff.
It's just beats up riff tracks. And yeah, it's usually... Good. It was a mystery space theatre. Mystery science theatre. Yeah, literally, you just talk over a movie, and then that's it. And then people watch it with you talking over it. But you have to be funny.
Yeah, and...
I don't think anyone would do that, though.
Riff tracks? They make loads of money.
No, I mean, I don't think anyone would listen to our riff track.
Probably not.
I would.
I'd just be like, shut up, I'm watching the film.
No, you do it for films you've already seen, you tit.
Yeah.
I don't know, it'd be interesting.
You just go, oh man, this Hobbit came out, I really want to see it, with people talking over it.
I'll take the riff track as a track on my iPod into the theatre, and then I'll watch the film while playing the audio into my ears.
There was a film which came out recently, and the director released a director's commentary, like as a free download, and it was like, when the film starts, hit play, because the film's still in cinemas. It's like, go into the cinema on like your second or third viewing, and hit play, and you can like watch with director's commentary while the film's still out in cinema.
That's cool.
That's good.
Also, I think it's a ploy to get him to watch it more than once. Like, oh, when you're second or third, don't go on the first time. Watch it once, pay again.
Well, you wouldn't like go, oh, I'll just listen to the director's commentary for a film I've never seen.
I've never listened to the director's commentary on any film.
I listen to the director's commentary on a few films.
Usually when it's like with people. No, it's not like directors, usually when there's like actually like comedy with like funny people in it.
I've listened to the director's commentary for the four Futurama films, because that's funny.
I haven't seen those.
Really?
No, I haven't.
You saw Bender's Game.
Yeah, but no, I haven't seen the doctor. I didn't realize they had director's commentary for him.
Alright, yeah.
I had to look for those.
No, I showed you Bender's Game because I was like, look, Nick, it's D&D and Futurama!
That was good. It was good.
Okay, so.
Back to the room.
Get
back in that room.
The last thing I have to say about it is that you can't get it on DVD unless you're like special. So I torrented it. I torrented.
Whoa!
DVD
can
for
we
the
release
first time
this
in my life?
You torrented it?
Yeah. Exactly. That went on for way too long.
Yeah.
but I'm going to give the room. I'm going to give it 1 out of 5.
I'd go
Which
for
is
a
probably
zero.
The best review it's ever had.
It's probably got loads of really high
Kiwis.
I love the room. I'd give it a 0 out of 5. It's probably in my top 10 films.
It's definitely the best worst film I've ever seen.
Yeah,
I love. There's just so many great bits in it, like
the flower shop scene.
The fact that one of the main cast members was like, no, this film sucks, I'm not going to be in it anymore. Yeah. So they just replace him with another guy and never mention who this new guy is.
Yeah.
The fact that, for some reason, they all wear tuxedos and then they go out and play catch in tuxedos and then they're not wearing tuxedos anymore. And it's just like,
I think I told you guys this, but when someone asked him why that scene exists, after much hesitation, he just replied, playing football without protective gear is very hard. That's all he said.
Well, there's also the mother character of the girlfriend says that she has cancer of some sort, and then that's never revisited.
And she doesn't even, daughter doesn't even really react. She's just like,
I got
the test
back, I definitely have cancer. Oh, you'll be okay.
Okay, see you later. And the great scene is where he's tearing apart the apartment.
Or just when they get back and there's people just having sex in the apartment.
Yeah.
And the mum walks in, she's like, oh, what are these characters doing here?
And me and Ed were thinking, like, yeah, Tommy, what are these characters doing here? Why were they ever in the script? It's a very good question.
Dan.
Yes.
Have you ever seen a movie called Birdemic?
No.
No, it's a bad, good, bad movie.
Okay.
We'll have
it's
to
one
look
these
into
movies
that.
Where it's a bad movie, and they tried to put CGI in it, so you got bad actors trying to interact with bad CGI. They don't know where it is. There's just
really
this one
good
scene where there's these three actors in the centre shot just attacking the air with coat hangers, and then just overlaid on the shot is just these three birds statically flying in the air in the same spot.
is it supposed to be bad?
No, I don't think
it's
it was meant to be.
It's always disputable, though.
Yeah, I don't think this one was meant to be.
Yeah, okay.
Because like halfway through, some guy starts yelling about global warming, so I think it's trying to be like a message movie.
Yeah.
But it's just really bad.
It's
on
really
Blu-ray.
Bad one.
Send me the name of it and I'll download
Bird.
It later and put
it's
it
like
on.
It's like Pandemic, whoa. But Bird. Birdemic.
Oh, okay.
So
what was I going to say? I don't know.
Go back to the score. What was it again?
One out of five. I'm actually going to give it 0 out of 5.
Yeah!
That's the worst film I've seen.
Oh! It gets a 0 and a 5 at the same time.
It gets a 0 for its 5.
Yes, I guess so. So...
Your review.
Oh, I guess it's me, yeah. Right. This week I'm going to be reviewing an anime I watched on Netflix.
Whoa!
Anime!
I generally don't. Well, it's weird because to say you don't like anime is like saying I don't like live action film. It's just a way of making someone.
Like anime.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, so. I mean, it's kind of.
Well, I think it'd be like saying I don't like cartoons would be more like saying I don't like.
Yeah, action, but I mean, anime is sort of a stylistic choice over like.
Not so.
It's cartoons for adults, but it's not really for adults.
Yeah, but you can get anime for children. But anyway.
That's not for children, it's for adults.
I've liked a few animes, but I'm generally not an anime fan. But, no, this anime I watched was called Eden of the East.
Okay.
I know it. What happens in it? Remind me. I think I know what this is.
Well, I'm not going to just remind you, I'm just going to say.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Yeah. I know this one.
No, just remind Nick. We'll stop listening for a second.
I know this one.
No, basically, Eden of the East is unlike most animes because it doesn't revolve around like heavy, unrealistic action. It's not an all-out comedy.
Or girls in short skirts.
Yeah, this one's...
But dating sims.
No, this one's kind of... I guess the best way to describe it is a political thriller, almost.
Wow, okay.
It's...
Do continue.
It's kind of Jason Bourne... Basically, the main guy, he has... amnesia.
Oh, I had this on DVD. Here you go. I have it on DVD. I know what it is.
He's he wiped his. The film starts off and he's wiped his mind.
I know.
And
you've seen it, Nick.
Well, that's a spoiler straight away.
What?
He's saying he's wiped his mind.
You find that out quite early on.
It's still a plot point.
Anyway, carry on.
If I'm not allowed to talk about the plot
now,
points,
we'll know. Just carry on.
Just carry on.
No one's going to watch this. Face it.
All right. So
I have.
Really good. It is really good. Anyway, well, that runs the end of my review. But, no. The general premise is there's this man called Mr. Outside, and he's given 12 individuals 10 billion yen, which is like 37 million pounds or something.
Probably more like 20 pounds.
Yeah, 20 quid, go do something.
And, yeah, he's basically given this 10 million, billion yen and said, change the country for the better.
Okay.
And the stipulations are, you have this phone, on it is a concierge who will basically try and fulfill your every request.
Just one guy?
One girl?
Well, it's a robotic girl.
Spoilers!
A robotic girl, okay, carry
yeah,
on.
And you'll say, like, oh, so you'll ring up and say, like, I don't know, very Matrix style, I need a car. And
I need kung fu skills now, I need to learn to ride a helicopter.
No, it doesn't work in that way. Like, you'll say, like, I need this person taken care of, and, like, they'll use whatever ties they have to the police to get, to, like, bribe them or whatever, to get them to arrest them or something. But basically, the idea is if you spend all your money without achieving the goal of making Japan great, you'll be killed. If you're shown not to make any effort, you'll be killed. And if you spend any of the money on yourself, you'll be killed.
Okay.
So this guy, for whatever reason, made the request to wipe his mind. And as he's going through, trying to work out what his past was, it becomes apparent to him, he, like, returns to his house and it's, like, got the, phones and, like, clothes of 20,000, I think it's 20,000 people who have, in the media, have gone missing.
20,000 like people, no, clothes like, and not phones.
It's like 200 or something, isn't it?
No, it's 20,000.
Oh, they're all like nerdy people.
All in one house.
Basically, he has a mansion.
It's, in Japan, there's this problem with people which are classified as NEETs, which stands for not in education, employment, or training.
Okay.
Which is a term used over here as well. It's basically for wasters or people who aren't doing anything with their lives.
Mm.
And that was a massive problem. So
people who stay at home and watch anime, Ed.
I am in employment.
I know. You're a net then.
Well, it's not in educational training.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yes, a lot of people are nets.
And I'm a net.
You're what? Not in training. I guess you're being trained in a way.
Well, that's education, really, isn't it?
I guess so. Anyway, carry on, Ed.
But yes, so basically he believes he's done something awful, and then he tries to find out what he did and why. And basically the film follows him and a few other characters trying to, quote-unquote, save Japan, while also trying to find out what happened in the past, which, like, what horrible thing he had to do and why he had to do it, which, like, prompted him to then wipe his memory after doing it.
Yeah, that seems like a lot of stuff to fit into a movie, though. That seems like more of a series, kind of.
It's a 11-episode series and then 2 movies.
Oh, okay. That would make more sense, then.
So it's like 2.5 hours is the series.
Mm.
And then, so like, all the main... I'm just reviewing the series for this. Because you can watch the series without needing to watch the films. It's sort of its own story arc.
Oh, that sounds kind of
interesting. The film was kind of disappointing, the first one, because the film starts off and he's wiped his memory again.
Again?
Yeah.
Sorry, Ed's just playing with a pen. He's now got ink all over his knee and hand. Like,
really?
Yeah, like everywhere.
So a
like,
pen has just badly. Exploded at the Ed's headquarters.
No. It wasn't exploded. It was just leaking, and he was just sitting there rubbing it on his knee.
I didn't realise it was
not realising, and now he's just all over. Then he touched his knee. It's like everywhere with his hand.
So just ink everywhere. Okay.
Should I continue with it? I'll continue with you because I've actually seen it as well. Okay. He starts off naked in front of the White House, and this girl's like, "Oh my god, you're naked!" And he's like, "Oh hi, be my friend." Then this black cop lady comes up and is like, "Are you this guy they're looking for?" And he's like, "No, let me drop my trousers and show you I'm not." And then he drops his trousers and show her he's...
But he didn't have any trousers.
No, he gets clothes later on, and then he drops his trousers.
And then he becomes... Okay.
Well, they have a picture of him naked, and I think... I don't know, I can't remember what it was, but he literally just drops his trousers and shows her his dick to prove that he's not the guy they're looking for, yeah, even though they have a picture
of
him.
Sense. Mm.
And it's funky, because like, there'll be a bit where the guy's like talking to some other guy, like one of the people who has these magical phones, and he will just be like talking, and then he'll hold his hand at one and go like, "I want you dead," and then a car will just drive up and shoot the guy he's pointing the gun at, or his hand at.
Wow.
And things like that. There's also a lady who likes to cut off people's dicks. Didn't like that bit.
Oh yeah, there's a serial killer who goes around killing rapists by chopping off their penis. Oh, didn't mean to do that.
Was that the sound of a penis being chopped off?
Yeah, she chops off penises.
Wait, does she kill rapists? Or I thought she just killed like random businessmen.
No, she kills rapists by chopping off their penis with a cigar cutter.
That's horrible because you see it bleeding at one point. Like, stop!
Okay, that's enough of that sound effect.
It's a good movie, though. Good series. I recommend watching it.
It's on Netflix, so it's quite... easy to watch. The first one's 20 minutes. It's a mystery, so they throw a load of questions at you, which is... I think mysteries are the easiest way to keep people watching.
I don't remember there being two movies, though.
Yeah. It's the Eden of the East something and Eden of the East Paradise
Lost. Were there, like, movies that were, like, a different part of the main series? Or, like, continuations or something like that?
Continuations.
Because I think I'd just seen the series.
All right. But, no. I'd give it a 1 out of 5, because it's very good. It does have its problems, which... Like, its problems are just probably what is generally what I don't like in anime. It occasionally has, like, stupid jokes, like the pants-dropping thing showing him his dick.
Yeah.
And just, there's a main character whose name is Panties, because he lost his trousers.
I remember that guy, he was weird.
So is the whole series on Netflix, then?
Yeah, the whole series and the 2 films. Are on Netflix, which is where I watched them.
Give it a look, then.
I would recommend it.
Okay, so I'll give it a 1 out of 5. Nick will give it a...
I'll give it a 1 out of 5.
There you go.
I've seen better, but it was pretty good.
Okay.
So there you go.
I'll look into that then.
I won't.
I haven't really explored animes at all, really. But...
You're boring. Animation? No, it's anime. Get it right.
I also bought another anime, which is probably my favourite anime film.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably one of my favourite films, actually.
Oh, you got the second movie?
There's only one movie.
Oh, yeah. You got the movie?
Yes.
I haven't seen that.
What's it called? Come on, what's the movie?
The Disappearance of Haruhi Suzumiya.
Okay, I think you've talked to me about that before.
It's very good.
I haven't seen it, and I want to see it.
Well, it's very long, so we probably won't be able to watch this after this.
Oh, it's the second series, isn't it?
No.
We'll do a riff track for it.
Wait, is it the movie or is it the series? Because I know
it's... No, it's the movie.
Okay,
there's
okay,
two
the
seasons, and
yes.
Then there's a movie.
Yes, okay, okay. All right.
But I'm not reviewing that.
No, I need to watch second season.
Okay,
I like anime.
I guess that brings us to the end of the reviews, then.
Yes.
End of the reviews. With all of us only doing one, we're still like an hour after the reviews are
over. It's good. We got content.
Yeah. Anyway,
quality,
at this point...
Anyway.
At this point, I'd like to take a short break.
No.
This is the intermission. Act one is over. You'll find ice creams down the aisles. We'll be back in
intermission music!
And we're back!
And we're back!
Yeah!
Gentlemen, welcome to the dome.
Welcome to part two of episode 9?
Yeah.
Season 2, episode 1.
Oh, yeah.
Well, season two,
welcome back to
one.
Season 2, episode 1 of The Lose Bag.
So, what's this? This is SE1E. SE2EP1PT2.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm good.
Excellent. Well, on to our next bit. One word haikus.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Shit.
I trust we will have one word haikus, Nick.
Yeah.
I think I might have some left in the ones.
I've got a one word haiku.
Oh, yeah. Ed has a thing on his desktop that's called one word haikus.
He does as well. Oh, God. That's a word. Wait, I read some funky words recently. Give me a moment.
I don't like my...
Oh, I've already done that one. Ah, that one's not very good. Damn. No, I don't have any one words.
What's yours, Henry? You don't like it? Go first.
I don't like it, but it's sialism.
Sialism?
Yeah, it means superficial knowledge, or a sialist is someone who pretends to have knowledge or can be seen as pretentious, so... I found it kind of funny because someone who uses the word sialism may be seen as being a sialist.
That's quite funny, actually.
Pretend to have knowledge and pretend they're like pretentious people. So, there's mine, sialism.
Oh, I remember a word, but I don't remember what it is. Go into it quickly for me.
Professional.
Okay, well, while you're doing that, my one word haiku is confined.
Confined. You have a very specific style, Dan, with your one word haikus.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's quite different to Ed's or Nick's.
I feel like mine is more poetic and less like, oh, here's a word that you've never heard of.
No, I wouldn't say poetic,
no.
I'd just say...
I'm going to have to fall back on an old favourite word.
Okay.
I'm probably going to say it wrong because I haven't said it for a while.
Oh, no.
Is that how words work? But, okay, carry on. Yeah,
well,
go for it.
The word is Numino Ultra Microscopic Silico Volcano Coniosis.
Say that
again, please.
Numino Ultra Microscopic Silico Volcano Coniosis.
Great. What does that
mean?
It's
one of those horrible long words that I hate for their novelty value.
Numino Ultra Microscopic Silico Volcano Coniosis is an illness that miners catch from cold getting into their lungs.
Does it have a more common name? Is it called the black lung?
No.
Oh.
Doesn't have a more common name. So when the doctor's like, I'm sorry, we're going to have to diagnose your son with...
Oh, and shit. Then... Numa. He's going to die. He got coal in his lungs.
He's fucked up for sure. Okay, so Nick, I guess that leaves us with Nick.
Don't have
Nick
one.
Found his word
there
yet. You know lots of words. Just use one.
Yeah, I know. I was had a really good one,
we'll
but I can't find it.
It's as good as analog.
It's good in what it is. The word isn't that interesting until you know what it actually. It's like a word. It's like a scientific word. Then once you learn what it is, it's really interesting.
Okay.
Oh, can I have that word? That one.
Do you know how to say that?
I can have a go.
Did Ed just Google long words?
I cannot pronounce that. Go back.
Give it a go.
No, because it's got lots of hex and hox in it. Go for
Hugh Hefner.
That one.
Hex and hox.
You're not going to be able to pronounce this one either.
Yeah, I can. It's Hawaiian, isn't it?
Nick's fluent in Hawaiian. Don't you remember?
Hang on.
Come on. This is just...
Yeah, I can do that. I can do that. Yep. Go back. I can do it. Go back.
Yep.
Okay.
Hick hock.
Shut the fuck up. Okay, this is a Maori name for a hill in Poraganahau.
At 1,000 feet high, I don't think it's so much a hill.
South of Waipukurau. Okay, you guys ready for this?
Yep.
Tau matawaka nagigi hangako oto o tamete ati uri pukakakapi ki maunga horonuk kopokwa wen uakei tana tahu. Yeah!
But it would never end. Fucking
it shortened.
As if anyone's ever going to use that in conversation.
It shortened
the
to
picture of
Tau
the sign
matter.
Is hilarious.
So what's the shortened version?
Tau matter.
Well, that's a lot better.
That was amazing. I want that word. It's like
that
my...
was a long fucking word. It kept going and going. I thought it was going to stop, but no, it carried on going.
Oh man, I got another one for you if you want it.
You're not going to be able to say that one.
Yeah, I can.
It's not that long. No, I believe in you, Nick.
This isn't my word. This is me just saying really long words now. Ed, get that back.
You've had your 12 minutes long word of fame.
No. Where's it gone? Where'd it go? You just deleted it, didn't you? Shit. Oh, it was like a lake in Massachusetts. It's called like Chugga Hogga Chugga Chugga Go 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 Chugga Go 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 Chugga Go Go.
Well, that's good enough for us.
I like saying long words.
Thank fuck that section is over.
Henry now just hates every section.
My one word haiku won. Because it was the longest one word haiku.
Yeah, I think you're the winner. Not that it's a competition, but sure.
It totally is.
Okay. I was reading about the Randy Blythe murder charges. I don't know how much you've read about this.
Who and what?
I haven't read much of it at all.
Randy Blythe is a vocalist from Lamb of God, and basically a fan died at his show after he pushed him or threw him off the stage.
So manslaughter.
Don't want to worry about that. Apparently, there was this one time, I was reading it on Wikipedia, that they were doing a show and this guy had tried to climb onto the stage several times. And after a few times, Randy just like punched him a couple of times and then threw him. But he didn't stop singing at any point. He just carried on whilst
he was beating
this guy.
That's so mental.
What? Where was the security?
Not on the stage. They stand below the stage.
If you get over them, then you're on the stage.
Okay, I see.
That'll be hilarious if you just surrounded the people with security when they're on stage.
So is he now being charged for manslaughter?
Yeah, he's being charged in either Czech Republic or Slovakia.
Are they meant to be going to Bloodstock?
Yeah, well, if he gets charged with murder, then...
They're going to have to get a new headliner.
Yeah, probably.
I guess they'll just put Anthrax in that slot.
No. For fuck's sake. So I really hope he doesn't go to prison.
So is he being charged for murder or manslaughter?
Manslaughter.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll still keep him away from Bloodstock.
Yeah.
I've been listening to Lamb of God quite a bit over the last few days.
What did he do? He pushed them off stage and they died.
Sorry?
He pushed someone off stage and they died.
They didn't die straight away. They fell on their head and had a head trauma and then fell into a coma and then died like a month later.
Oh, lovely.
It's just underlying health problems, like every controversial death.
Yeah.
Ever.
I don't know, if you fall on your head.
Yeah.
No, underlying health problems every time.
You could argue self-defense, he was just trying to protect himself from this crazy
thing. Yeah, exactly. So he's going to be at Bloodstock, for sure.
I don't think it will be.
For sure.
Hope it kills me at Bloodstock, you know? We'll all be lining up to get a bit of Randy Blythe
bad
knocking us onto the ground.
Just go to Bloodstock with pillows on your head, just in case.
Helmet, yes.
I think you got enough hair, Henry, to don't have to worry about pillows.
I can take on Randy Blythe. He's the undisputed champion, you know. We're going to try and take him down. Oh, we're going to try and kill him, basically.
Hatebreed come on and is like, right, no one gets hurt. And then Lamb of God come on, Randy's like, no.
We're going to kill everyone.
Someone has to die. Someone's going to die.
But that won't stop me performing.
He comes on and he's like, I'm so metal, I killed a guy at my concert. Welcome and got dying. Away with it.
Welcome to dying!
That was a thing, wasn't it?
I'm so excited for Lamb of God now.
Isn't that a thing?
What?
Someone yelling, welcome to dying. Isn't that a metal thing from somewhere?
I don't know.
There
is a lot of metal out there. I haven't listened to all of it just yet.
Because all I know is like, I hear lots of clips on the internet of someone going, welcome to dying! And then metal music.
Yep. Well, I'll have to look into it. Well, I probably won't. I mean,
I will. And screw you. I'll do research.
I also had a moment at work on Saturday where I was on the till. And I was feeling all right on Saturday. I was quite happy. And then someone shopping came to 285, but I said it like 285, and then I was just laughing to myself for apparently no reason.
Why did you say it? What, when that was the how much they had to pay?
Yeah,
I
was like, that'll be 285.
285.
285.
Well, apparently, Welcome to Dying is a Blind Guardian song.
That can't be it. So go do that live one. Go up. Do that.
285.
Let's play darts.
What?
Welcome to dying.
No, it's not. It's like a really good quality. It's like a really good quality recording of someone doing it. I'd look into it. It's not that.
Okay, I'll look forward to that. What?
Do we have a feature section this week?
A feature.
Well, the British wildlife. I forgot to research.
I forgot to research that too. I didn't think we were seriously doing that.
No, so I guess we won't be doing that.
We'll what?
I can add something in that everyone knows, though.
What?
The adder is the only poisonous snake in Britain.
Yeah,
great. Well, I guess that's that section over with. Emails! I mean, Ed, can you do the emails jingle?
Before we go on to emails, because the show always ends after that.
Okay.
I just wanted to mention something which got announced, I don't know how long ago, recent enough that it's relevant.
Mm-hmm.
They're making a new Pokemon game.
Yep. Oh yeah. Yep.
Seen it.
God, yeah.
Shitty starters
called Pokemon X and Y.
Yes.
Yep.
X and Y.
Before I get onto the game, I'm just going to say that's the laziest name they've had so far.
And you can also tell it's going to be Pokemon Z.
Like when you talk about Pokemon, when you talk about Pokemon names, you're like, they always name it Pokemon X, and then there's the other one Pokemon Y.
No. What? Pokemon Black and White 2 was pretty bad.
Okay, that is.
Yeah, I guess that's the laziest.
No, but I mean, like, it's. The name Pokemon X and Pokemon Y just sounds like they had that as a placeholder, like X and Y are always placeholders.
That's the formula that they look at before they make any Pokemon game.
Yeah, and then they never actually got round to naming it, and the intern one day was just like, oh, this hasn't been submitted to the art guys for them to be making the logo. Hit submit, and then they're like, it wasn't meant to be called Pokemon X and Y, you idiot. Why would you ever call it X and Y? Those are the placeholder names, obviously. But
I can say, have you seen the starters yet?
Yeah, they look stupid.
Rubbish.
Well, no, the fox one looks all right, but boring.
Going to be the fox.
The rest
one,
look
for sure.
The fucking Chenninamum looks the
chipmunk.
It's literally
not starter material.
It's literally like the Oshawott painted brown with a hat on.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put this out there. I haven't played a Pokemon game more recent than Gold.
Yeah,
so
that's a pretty good thing.
Someone's knocking on my door, so I'm going to have to go and deal with that.
No.
Hey, person at the door. Hey, person at the door. Hey, person at the door.
He uses headphones.
Is it Master Brewer Sam Fisher? Hey, Sam.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah?
Can you hold this bass for me? Oh, Dan! Why'd you drop my bass? You just drop my bass all the time.
Okay,
God damn it.
I'll try and catch it this time.
Alright. Right. I'm going to throw it to you.
Two, one.
Here you
go. Oh, damn it.
Oh god, that was some. Oh god, you didn't even drop it then. You just let it hit the car. All right,
there was no one at the door.
I'm gonna pick it up. One last try, Henry. Ready to catch my bass?
Catch your. Yep. Sure.
No. Stop that. All right, Henry. You gonna catch it?
Henry? Okay. Right. Whoa. Okay.
All right, and. Open, come no. I tried to throw my bass at Henry. Stop touching it. My turn. All right, Henry, did catch?
Yep.
All right, here I go. Catch it. It's in the air.
It's
going.
It's so slippery. It made a strange noise when it smashed on the ground.
Ed, you ruined my jokes. I hate you.
Alright, I'm going to pick my bass up. Shit! I dropped my bass.
Oh, you really did drop the bass.
I don't like Ed. I don't like being in the same room as Ed. He ruins my jokes.
You need your own room and your own soundboard.
I could have mine. I could have mine.
I could have a soundboard.
I could.
Now there's someone trying to get into my room, but I'll just ignore that. Another someone knocking on my wall, I'll just ignore that as well.
Hey. No soundboard for me.
Was that an angry bird's noise?
Yeah.
Okay, well that's enough of the soundboard.
Alright, emails.
The emails now, please. Someone burst through my wall, for fuck's sake.
Really
emails!
As always, send your emails to theloosebag@gmail.com.
Please do, we get like two.
Send them to facebook.com/theloosebag and theloosebag@twitter. I think that's all the ways you can send something to us.
Or just post them.
Like, tell me in real life.
Carrier pigeon, phone us up.
Morse code.
Just tell me.
Smoke signals.
Try and get in on this Skype conversation.
Herd of cows.
Facts. Yeah, write your question on cows. Right, this is the more complicated way. You write each word and a number on each individual cow. So it's like hello and a one, so we know that cow's to be read first. And you do that on a whole herd of cows, then you drive those cattle to my room, and then I'll go through it and try and order them and read what the question is.
Yeah, that would be quite complicated. Your room isn't small enough to house even maybe one cow.
I reckon it could fit a cow.
I think you can get like.
Well, if you really, you'd have to fight a cow to get it in there.
Yeah,
I think the cow would put up a fight on the two flights of stairs.
Yeah.
I'm not the one driving this cattle. No. I'm just like, oh, question.
You're just like knocking on your bedroom door, like, yeah, oh, cows, come in.
Anyway, we don't have any questions on Facebook.
We have all of two emails.
Yeah, two emails.
Have better than none.
Herd of cattle driving towards us.
I can't hear any.
No, I'm afraid not.
No.
So
please,
nothing.
Send us emails. We really quite need them.
So two questions. Right, before I actually read them out, Nick, you've already seen them, so you're not allowed to comment. Who do you think sent us questions?
I've seen them.
I haven't seen them, so it's just me, I suppose.
Yeah.
Matt.
No.
Bassey.
Yep.
So we've got two. So it's Bassey and Annabelle Marvin.
No. Nope.
These are real questions.
Oh my god, Sam Fisher.
From real people.
It's Sam Fisher, yeah.
Sam Fisher and the Bossatron 3000.
Okay.
Hit me with Dear the some, Lose Bag.
Questions.
Right.
Who's this one from?
The Bossatron 3000.
Okay.
Dear the Lose Bag. Whatever happened to Vanilla Coke? And why? Yours sincerely, the Positron 3000.
Because it was disgusting.
I really liked it.
Funny you should say that, because doubt was cast over the future of Vanilla Coke and its splinter beverages when the company announced the 2004 sales figures. 35 million unit cases in North America compared to 90 million in 2002. In fact, Vanilla Diet Coke dropped from 23 million unit cases in its inaugural year, 2003, to 13 million in 2004. On the 3rd of November, 2005.
Me and my dad used to drink, that's all we used to drink, is like Diet Vanilla Coke, and we used to have the Cherry Coke as well, but that sort of disappeared at the same time.
I have more information if you need it.
No! I will drop my bass.
Well, on the 3rd of November.
I will drop my bass!
Let me drop my bass,
thank you. Oh, he stopped it.
let me drop my bass. I've quite a wealth of information about Vanilla Coke, but
you have quite an encyclopedic knowledge.
Wikipedia,
yes, that's in fact true. Yes,
I'm going to drop my bass.
Chumba, woomba, gobbledygoo. Life isn't fair.
Yeah,
well,
the bass was dropped, and the little people found it.
Next
Ed. You just killed it.
Okay, well, I think I answered the question quite well enough.
It didn't sell.
Didn't sell, got rid of it.
The summary of it was that Doubt was cast over the future of Vanilla Coke and its splinter beverages when the company... Well, you get the idea, really. I mean, I don't need to go through that again, do I?
No.
I'm going to read this next one out.
I think we should read individual words.
Okay.
Like alternating words.
Yeah. Dear. Who's going to do the first one, though? Plan that first.
Dear.
Luseberg.
I
would
like
to
take
this
opportunity
to
make
a
complaint
about
the
noise
poultice
that
I
get
when
ever
Mr.
Hebron
is
alone
in
his
room.
Right.
The
sounds
of
what
I
can
only
describe
as
hardcore
masturbation
is
becoming
a
nightmare
and
seriously
detracting
from
my
artistic
musings.
It
would
also
be
nice
if
he
turned
volume
to volume
on
what
I
believe
is
Russian
pornography
or
used
headphones.
Kind
regards,
Sam
Fisher.
So yeah, I think there's a bit of a mistake in the email, but you get the idea.
Yes. Stop jerking off to Russian pornography.
Okay. Well, I guess that's that problem solved. I'm so sorry.
It wasn't a question, that was just a complaint.
Our first formal complaint.
Oh, Vladimir.
Okay, Henry, I actually know you're jerking off there.
I'm so sorry.
Turn
Did you hear the rush? Luckily, I've got my headphones in.
Yeah,
or you
I was
going to
say, turn it off. Vladimir doesn't need you staring at his dick anymore.
Oh, but...
Oh, Putin.
Putin.
He is a sexy, sexy dictator.
Okay, well, what are we going to say to that?
Got his start
I solemnly swear I'm up
to
no good.
Yeah.
No, no, no. You don't have to... We just, it wasn't a complaint bag and we killed it. So, yeah. It's not even Samuel Fisher. It's Sam Wee Fisher.
Samuel.
He's got an L from his name. Oh, no, it actually is the work clothing of a Japanese Zen monk. So, a Japanese Zen monk called Fisher sent us a message. Thank you.
I must be pretty fucking loud then when
I'm
going
to speak Japanese to him because you know I speak Japanese.
People in Japan can hear me all the way from here.
Shakuhatsu, bon takusu, umbaisimi desu ka, samimasu.
What does that say, Nick?
Samui.
Really?
Yeah, funny enough, it's exactly as it said.
What does that one mean, clothes?
Because words in Japanese are congregations of other words. It's a noun.
It's a noun?
It's a noun, okay, review. Yeah, a noun.
Yeah, that one. Review of noun, okay, get the noun up. Okay, it's Tsutomu! I don't know what Tsutomu is, but I'm it might be just a congregation.
Alright.
Okay.
I haven't done
so
Japanese in years, so shut up.
That's all of our emails. Now what?
Fundoshi! I know what a fundoshi is. They're hilarious.
What are they?
You take a bit. Okay, you take a big long rectangle of cloth, like a scarf length, more or less.
Yep.
You roll it up, leaving one end, leaving both ends sort of like flat open, and you roll the middle of it. So then you wrap it, starting at the front of your stomach. You wrap it round to your back, make a knot above your ass, wedge it in between your butt cheeks, bring it over, use the flappy bit you left open to cover your balls, then you tuck it up through and back down. And that is a fundoshi.
Okay.
It's a male.
Oh. So like a sumo wrestler would wear, perhaps?
Similar, yeah, but it doesn't fall off as much. It's old-fashioned underwear. I'll show you. Come over and come over and I will show you how to wear one.
Okay, well, maybe not, Nick. Come over and I'll show you how to... I don't even remember what it's called. What's it called?
Fundoshi. Jesus Christ. Fundoshi.
A fundoshi. Yeah, I don't really want to be wearing one of those anytime soon, actually.
I've actually tried it. It's quite comfortable.
Jeez.
Well, the fact that it goes up your ass crack. Well, okay, I say a tribe.
It goes
one.
What up?
Well, it does. It's like a G-string, but for men, and it's big bit cloth.
Okay, well, I think we've heard enough about that.
No. Hear all that cloth going up my ass crack. It was so tight. And it was
so
good.
This has been episode 9 of the Loose
Bag. Rubbed my cheeks so tenderly. My anus has never known such
stuff.
This has
been cunt, episode cunt, episode cunt.
No,
cunt
from
9
Daniel.
Of the cunt's bag.
Oh no, my bass!
I caught it, don't worry. I caught it.
It bounced.
Oh,
are we
going to
wrap this up then? Like a Fudosi or whatever it is?
Daniel, wrap it up.
That has been episode 9 of The Lose Bag. What
fuck yeah!
Has been.
Oh, God.
What's happening on your end, guys?
So, Nick, I don't even know what that was.
Stop the sound,
Dan, wrap it up.
Yeah, so it's goodbye for me.
Goodbye from me.
Nick and Henry. Right. You guys suck.
I hate you.
Yeah.
I hate you.
Don't!